Port Hedland's 94.1 Triple M. Dave for Brekkie. Time to catch up with the Mayor of the town of Port Hedland, who's out and about yet again, not here in the studio. Hello, Your Worship. How are you?
Good morning, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. We've only got a couple more days, and the local elections get underway on Saturday.
Yes, voting starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday night up at the Civic Centre.
If you're doing it in person. Yes.
Yes. And if you haven't received your ballot paper, you can vote on the day up at the Civic Centre as well.
All right. There's a note here from the Electoral Commission. If you have not received your ballot papers, your voting papers, for one reason or another, then drop into the Civic Centre next to Gratwick Pool and collect some ballot papers. They do have ballot papers there so that you can fill them out, and there is a ballot box right next to the stairs leading upstairs. So if you do not yet have your ballot papers, please, and you do want to cast your vote, please head into the Civic Centre in Port Hedland on McGregor Street, right next to Gratwick Pool. They have some ballot papers there at reception. Four spots available, and a Melbourne Cup field up for grabs for those four spots.
Yes.
All right. If you want more information on this, you can search online Port Hedland Election. It'll be on AEC website, AEC, Australian Electoral Commission. Traineeships, we've been talking about this for a while, and apparently we've got 60 applications so far.
Yeah, over 60, that's fantastic. It just shows you that the young people today want to get involved in the council and looking for jobs around the town. So over 60 applicants, I mean, that's really great. I think that's one of the highest I've had for a long time.
Indeed, and applications do close on the weekend, on Sunday. So take a look at Port Hedland website, porthedland.wa.gov.au. The program is actually called Shaping Your Future. So have a look on the website and look at the link that says Shaping Your Future, porthedland.wa.gov.au. Next Wednesday, down at the JD for the Early Years Network, we've got a teddy bears picnic.
We do, yes, JD, yes, it's every year, but this is the JD place, bring the kids down, as you said, Wednesday the 23rd of October. It's a free event, so, you know, there's live music activities going on down there, there's morning tea, so it starts at 9 a.m, so bring the little ones down there and have a great day out there.
Hopefully, if it's going to be 41 degrees, the teddy bears picnic will be indoors. But it's a free event kids up to the age of five. So Teddy Bears Picnic next Wednesday from 9 o'clock at the JD in South Hedland. And this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the Port Hedland Community Centre is having its official public opening day. Now, it was officially opened during the year, but the official public opening day is next weekend. What's all this about, Your Worship?
Yes, so this is the new turf club opposite, and they call it the Metropolitan Port Hedland Community Centre, which it also activates as the evacuation centre for the town of Port Hedland as well. So this will be a new evacuation centre in case of a cyclone. This is where you will go. So it's a free event. Come down, have a look at the facility. There'll be some martial arts going on there, some kids' drawings as well. So it's a great event. It's a great building. It's costs us a lot of money, but we've got some grant money as well. But it's is an amazing venue. It really is. So please come down this next weekend, have a look at it, and explore, see what's going on around there.
On the same night, Yuck Circus are putting on a program called Dead Set. We spoke to Georgia a little earlier in the program, and I believe the girls from Yuck Circus will be doing some circus workshops at Milbaga Guma on the day as well.
Yes. The kids can get in there and find out about doing circus acts and so forth. So it should be a great event,
And
it's a free event as well. Come on down.
10 o'clock it gets underway. It'll go across the middle of the day. It's no set times other than the opening time. 10 o'clock next Saturday the 28th, Milbaga Guma, the Port Hedland Community Centre, having its first official public opening day. Thanks, Your Worship. Have a great day, a great weekend, and we may see you at the election count on Saturday night.
Absolutely. I'll be there, yes.